Here's a very different story about mental health. It's from New York City, where Prestige Furniture and Design has been making an item synonymous with psychoanalysis for more than 50 years. Here's Kathleen Horan of member station WNYC.
The analyst couch is not merely a piece of furniture. It's a chaise lounge of dream interpretation and projection.
Anne tells us that you've been seeing a psychiatrist for 15 years.
Yes, I'm making excellent progress. Pretty soon when I lie down on this couch, I won't have to wear the lobster bib.
The couch has come to symbolize Freudian psychotherapy.
I don't know how many hours on I don't know how many couches to be able to sing and really mean it. On a clean...
But somebody's got to make them. Fred Brofman joined Prestige when Freudian psychotherapy was in its heyday. The demand for couches was so great, they operated a separate factory in Midtown. Now they sell about half the amount of couches, and they're made to order in Queens.
Many years ago we used vinyl, Norgahyde. Now vinyl isn't too popular. We make them either in leather or we make them in fabric. You can't make it uncomfortable because the people are going to be uncomfortable, but you can't make it too comfortable because they'll fall asleep.
The couches are made by hand. Joey DeLalle guesses he's upholstered 500 couches in his decade at Prestige.
We get a frame, we put the springs on acrossway, then we get twine, we tie it across, and then we get the burlap over it, then we put rubber, 1 inch, and then another 1 inch, then we put cotton on it, straight at the top, and then we get a fabric.
Brofman says when it comes to the textile, you gotta keep it simple.
We've had instances where a man sent in fabric and we made the couch for him. After having it for a short period of time, he told us we'd have to reupholster it. It seems that he had very troubled patients. Some of his patients saw faces in it, in the fabric that he chose. And we had to put it in a plain fabric because his patients were getting more troubled. So my recommendation to most analysts is just take a plain, ordinary fabric, and it's not going to create any problems with troubled people.
Fred Brofman is 75 now. He tried to retire 13 years ago, but he missed the job.
It's not only a piece of furniture, it's therapeutic. It's being used to help somebody, and that makes me feel good. What else can I tell you?
For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Horan in New York.